You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Kenneth Hackett was the last US ambassador to the Holy See, whose term of office ended this January, when, like all other American diplomats serving abroad, he stepped down from his post just before the inauguration of the US's new president, Donald Trump. A former president of Catholic Relief Services, Hackett was appointed as the US's ambassador to the Vatican in the summer of 2013. Before leaving Rome, he shared with Linda Bordoni his insights into this unique posting.
As you prepare to travel back to your own country and hopefully a less burdensome lifestyle, what were the memories you're going to take back with you? Which are the things that are going to stay with you and that you might remember?
You can't call this lifestyle burdensome. It's intense. We go from morning until often late at night, and no matter how many meals you have, it's still all work. But this particular 3.5 years has been memorable in that Pope Francis made it memorable. The trip to the United States, the Cuba opening, the many issues that we have dealt with that are not very public on various countries around the world that are troubled, Venezuela, Congo, Burundi, even Somalia, Philippines, China. So the portfolio that we engage with the Holy See is global, and that was fun for me because my previous life had me moving around the globe. And it's important because the issues of war and peace and poverty and inequity and persecution, those are important things to try to bring a resolution to. But I would say that the memories of, you know, some of the liturgies, even, you know, you'd say, well, liturgies, come on. But they were special. The community of diplomats who are here accredited at Holy See is great. The many friends that I've acquired in the various curial offices, mostly guys that I play golf with and tennis with, but they're wonderful people and I've enjoyed it. And the people who work really hard here and are dedicated in various offices, that old joke attributed to, I guess it was John Paul II, about how many people work in the Holy See, about half. That's not the case. There's people who put in long hours and really give their heart and soul to the work and fostering the positions of the Holy See and the church around the world.
Did it turn out to be what you were expecting? And what was unexpected for you?
Oh, it was much more than I expected. I had served on a number of committees here, but those committees had me coming in for 3 days and leaving. So I never got to really know a lot of the people in the various offices. What was unexpected is the Vatican has its own special way, and it's a bit mysterious, and 3.5 years is certainly not long enough to fathom its depths. You know, in addition to the people who really give their heart and soul, they give their heart and soul, and I know this from my previous career too, because they believe. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. It's because I want to make a difference. And that adds a special dimension. People hold on to their positions very hard. It's not just because the boss says jump that they jump. They really feel strongly about their positions. So that was a little bit unexpected, how much of that exists. The talent level is quite amazing. People are really smart and intellectual, as well as compassionate and committed.
Well, thank you for saying that. Well, we do have quite a special boss telling us
yes,
what to do.
Yes,
has it changed you in any way? You have such a long experience in so many important fields. You were head at Catholic Relief Services, so you did a lot of important work changing the lives of people. Has being here changed your life at all?
Well, one very, very nice thing about being here with my wife was that most of the things we did together. In my previous job, I traveled around the world. She stayed home with the kids. Thank God, and it was wonderful. But here we're together. The kids are grown. I got my daughter married here. That was a success. So I think it's a nice capstone for a long career working with the church, for the church, and now at the head of the church.
During your meetings with Pope Francis, can you tell us what he was like, what he said to you, what you came away with?
Oh, he is so affable, so engaging, so warm. We met on Monday. No, it wasn't a long meeting by any means, but, you know, he wanted to know how long we'd been here, what we're going to do now that we're retired, was it enjoyable? So it was just a pleasant but brief meeting, and that has been my experience with him when he went to the United States, and we were tracing each of his steps as we went around and encountered him on his arrival and in Washington and then up in New York and in Philadelphia. He's special. To me, I understood him as a Jesuit provincial. I'm a product of Jesuit college and Jesuit secondary school. So I encountered this type of individual before, and I saw it in him, that a very smart, committed leader who listens and then makes a decision, doesn't equivocate. I admire that.
You've also been here during three very troubled years in our history. You represent a point of reference for many Americans who maybe are here in Rome or in the Vatican. Have you had to deal with situations that regard your citizens and help them out and tap into your authority here at all?
The situation in terms of security in Rome and in many other places in the world is troubling, and I've witnessed in a very firsthand way an increase in the security. I mean, now you see on the different edges of St. Peter's Square the military. They weren't there a year and a half ago, and the threat is quite real. Thank God we have not had to deal with any specific threat against the Americans here in Rome, but we have a constant and very active relationship with those elements of the Holy See that deal with security issues. And we try to be as helpful as we can.
Who are your interlocutors in the Vatican?
Primarily, we engage as the representative of the United States government with the Secretary of State's second section. And that's on a very frequent and current basis. We have a number of people who come in that brief the Vatican on various issues, anything from religious freedom to nuclear disarmament to human rights to civil unrest in various countries. We also deal with those curial offices and dicasteries offices that deal with things like human rights and poverty and climate change and trafficking of persons. So whether it be the old Pontifical Council of Justice and Peace to what is now the Dicastery on Integral Human Development, we find a pretty frequent engagement with them. With the Pontifical Council of Interreligious Dialogue, very often on issues of Islam and Judaism and things like that. We deal with Caritas and Corunum and the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, which sponsors some very interesting meetings and engagements. Many of your listeners will recall the one that brought the presidential candidate Bernie Sanders to Rome, which surprised us. So it's a wide range. We don't deal in doctrinal issues, worship issues, though those are not our purview, but those practical questions of human rights, religious freedom, interreligious dialogue, that's where we are.
To my mind come especially the many conferences you have headed on the fight against human trafficking.
That issue has been of great import to my embassy long before I got here. It's something that this administration, the Obama administration, and previous administrations have felt was deeply important, and there's a resonance with the Holy See on human trafficking. We have been pleased that we have specifically been able to assist some groups of women religious who are engaged in this, like the group called Talitha Kum, the group of nuns who went down to Sicily to help those people who were coming across. And in fact, just a couple of hours ago, I met with the governor of Louisiana, who is here in town to discuss with a group of women religious setting up a program for human trafficking in Louisiana. So that issue, I think, will be abiding. It's a terrible scourge, and we will continue to work and invest in trying to improve things there.
Well, we have been very grateful to be able to tap into your activities. You've brought many interesting people around to Vatican Radio to talk to us about these issues. So thank you. And is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Just thank all your listeners. I hope that the United States Embassy to the Holy See has contributed to a deeper engagement, and we feel proud and honored that we have been able to engage with the Holy See. I hope that the new administration finds the same level of engagement as the Obama administration has. So we're hopeful.
Thank you very much.
And that was the former U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett.